Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 a wonderful approach family. This is Mama 7, and it's Wednesday evening. Amen, amen. I just want to drop the mic right here. I am having an absolute great day, great week. It's been hectic. I've had to kind of, you know, manage through some things. But, you know, what is life without those challenges? You know, at first, you know, there's a time I'd be like, oh, my goodness. You know, the devil's trying me. You know, we love to blame the devil and negativity on certain things that come up in our lives. But sometimes, I think more times than we'd like to think, it's just our test. It's just about, for me, especially right now, that test of endurance. What are you going to do? You know, how are you going to achieve all the things you woke up with on your heart, on your mind, all the things you're like, I got to get this done. How are you going to achieve all that? And then, of course, every year there are new lessons to learn within A Wonderful Approach. After our Tampa trip, I'm going to have to say that service with a smile has definitely become the goal, not just service, not just doing the work with ease, not just, you know, making sure that you're studied and versed and everything else like that, but making sure that you are doing it with a smile. Make sure you understand that really, no matter who you may be looking at in front of you, that God is really who you're serving. Now, we may see, you know, our neighbor, our sister, our relatives, whatever, but really when you are working like that, when you can smile through it, when you find pleasure in the endurance, when you, you know, when you can really say it's truly a labor of love, you know, that's when, you know, God gives you that extra boost. So go ahead, darling. Go ahead. Go ahead. I know you're doing the work. I know you're doing the positive thing. I know you're trying to stay righteous. Yeah, everybody who knows me knows I've worked so hard to make sure that no matter who God asks about me, that they will have a positive word. You know, Mama 7 tried hard. Mama 7 did this work. Mama 7, whatever it is. I want to make sure that God has free range to ask anybody and everybody, you know. And what does that mean? That means being who you are all the time. I believe that's the definition of integrity, you know, making sure that, you know, even when there's no one watching or when you think no one's watching, that you are still the same person. You know, in this spiritual community, we speak about high character all the time. This is not a once event. You don't have high character once and then you just stop. No, this is something that you have to constantly work at. And the higher you desire your character to be, the more there are tests along the way. And the tests get bigger. Just like you want to get bigger, oh, my goodness, everybody, let me say something. Everybody wants power, power, power. I want to make this happen. You know, I want to be able to have fire shoot from my hands, whatever, whatever. You will realize the more that you have, the more that you're focusing on big things, the more that you want your name to be remembered and called on and all that stuff, you will realize that your challenges will have to show that. They'll get bigger and bigger. You can't go to school and say, no, I want a first grade test and be happy with a first grade test all the time. You're going to have to step it up. You're going to have to say, no, if I'm in the third grade, I'll take the third grade test. If I'm trying to graduate high school, I may have to take a 12th grade test and a completion of high school test. You know, we have to get prepared for that. So, you know, family, this is where we are today. Really, really has been on my heart. Who am I? Who am I in the middle of my challenges? Because when the sun is shining and it's 80 degrees, because I'm in South Georgia and it's beautiful, when everything is perfect and, you know, the cats are cute and the children are well-behaved and clean, and when all that's going well, it's easy to smile. Mm-hmm. But when, you know, these little obstacles, this is why we can't get mad at these obstacles. They're doing their job. Like I tell people, look, you get me all prayed up. You know, when I say you got me prayed up, that means you have tested my limits and I had to go stop and have a powwow with God. Please, God, help me in the middle of working with this child because they're about to make me say bad words. So, you know, who are we in the middle of our challenges is really, I hate to be like this, family, that's who you are. Now, granted, we should all have nice, good, high, beautiful goals, who we want to be and all that like that. That's great. But who you are, that's when those challenges pop up. That's when we find out what you're made of. This is how you know that you're on the right path with your spirit, okay? Last week, oh, we do this every Wednesday, family, because I see quite a few calls, quite a few new callers on the line. Every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we get together on this line, and we talk about spiritual matters that humans go through. Or we talk about human matters that spirits go through. And we work together to try to find an understanding. Last week's show was, what does spiritual balance mean? And, of course, all of the shows, everything was a wonderful approach to spirit-led. But that show in particular came out of my personal diary because having balance requires so much, in my opinion, honesty. You have to be able to look and see where you are. It requires discipline that no matter where you are, you have to be able to make the right decision. And that discipline is the key because the discipline is what's going to keep you going in the positive. Okay? So it was a very important show. I had to stop and kind of look at my own self and my own life and look at where I'm burning my candles at both ends and in the middle. And I had to make some adjustments from there, right? So if you didn't get a chance to listen to it live, you can always go to a Wonderful Approach Facebook page or you can go to awonderfulapproach.com. Both of those places will have a listing of all of the shows. The website has a little bit more information because the different workshops and retreats that we do are listed on the website, okay? So that's where we go to stay connected and everything. But every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, we come here. We share. We build. I absolutely love the energy that comes through. You know, one thing I can tell you about A Wonderful Approach, we are a very diverse group. I love it, though. I love it. No one here is the same. Absolutely not. We are all very different in our points of view, in our understanding, in our base spiritual language. You know, some of us may have started this life journey understanding Christianity. Some of us came from an Islamic understanding. Some have this Ifa understanding. And some, and, you know, we have a couple of layers, a couple of generations. Some had the pleasure, really, of just understanding spirit without the formation, without the hardcore dogma of religion. So because we are so diverse, when we come up with these answers, I love them because they are really full, well-rounded answers. Everybody gets a chance to put their two cents in, and when we put together, you know, I'll come with the big pot. Then we have others that bring in the potatoes, the stew, the meat, the carrots. You know, for our vegans, we have a little separate little thing, but we all come together and we make this beautiful stew that is A Wonderful Approach. And we are all fed off of it. We're all learning and teaching at the same time. And so it's a wonderful example of what happens when people come together with the intention and purpose for healing. They come together with the purpose of building with one another, of sharing with one another. You know, we're caring, a caring community. So that is a wonderful approach. Every day we come, every week we come together, and we're building on these topics. We did a show on the essence of water. Can't remember when exactly, but it was an awesome show. The energy, the element, it was time for it. And then understanding that the water is such a big part of who we are, of what we do spiritually, what we do at all times, you know, whether we're spiritually, whether we're talking about our mind, body, and spirit detox, whether we're speaking about understanding lunar calendars, no matter what we refer to, this water keeps popping up, right? So yesterday, in the middle of my mental and emotional tornado that I was brewing, I think tornadoes are a combination, I believe, of just the way hot and cold air come together, right? You would think, okay, hot air, I got that. Okay, cold air, not a problem. No, no, no. When it comes together like it came together yesterday, would you have what is called a tornado. And you don't think of wind as being this, like, dangerous element. You know, it's like air. You know, we breathe it in all the time. We interact with air so often and so intimately that we don't even give it credit for being there until it's not there. Then you'll realize I need some air, you know. And so in the middle of this tornado, when I have all this air in this very troubled, turbulent way, it gets real in the field, okay? So just thinking about the element, I was like, you know what we haven't done? We have not done a show on fire. We haven't sat down, and I was like, of course, of course, of course, we're moving into Aries season. Of course we got to get that fire in play. We got to. So I wanted to spend some time speaking about that element of fire. And fire, let me tell you, family, can be very scary, very scary. But what we're going to talk about, at a wonderful approach, we talk about everything. Everything? Everything. We talk about all aspects of everything. Because when you, the more you know, the better you do. The more you know, it gives you options. You have choices. You have the ability to kind of come in and out of when you know more. You know, I believe in people knowing more. The more you know, the more you are, unfortunately, I'll tell you this, the more you know, the more you're accountable for. But that's okay. You know, I'll take some accountability so that I have the information so I can make a good choice. All right? So we're going to be talking about the element of fire. And, you know, I want to talk in between the element, the zodiac sign, and then another thing that people often forget is they speak about fire without speaking about its relationship with other elements. And I think that's a mistake, you know, because we can sit here and speak about the mighty fierceness of this fire, but without any air, there is no fire. There is, fire has a direct relationship with the air. If the air is cut off, there's no fire. So we have to talk about that relationship because some people have, not only does the air cut off fire, air also feeds fire. You know, air controls how hard it burns, you know, if there's a little wind going or a lot of wind going. Air can actually pick up fire and take it somewhere. So there's a lot of relationship there. the element that I work closely with when it comes to the fire is earth. All my earth elements. You know, fire consumes. You know, fire needs a place to sit, you know. So the fire that I closely relate to is almost like that campfire fire where, you know, is resting on the earth and is consuming there. Earth can also be poured onto the fire to take the fire out, you know. So it's like, where's the balance in the energy? So fire, so earth helps me to have that balance. Earth is like that boundary check for myself. And I find myself, those earth elements that are around me really, really do a lot to help keep me on point. So I love my earth elements and all that they do. And we're going to list a couple in case you wanted to know, all right, where did you sit in this? And then the other element that fire interacts with is, of course, water. When fire and water come together, they create steam, a whole nother element, okay? So I love knowing that. Now, some water I have to be cautious of because water will put me out. I have to be real careful. I have to allow there to be good boundaries between me and my water people so that we're not interacting too much and then changing the very essence of who we are. You know, this is why it's always important to have a good grip and to know what your sign is, what your element is, how it interacts. And I'm so glad I have zodiac people. I'm not the zodiac guru. We have a whole nother division, another purpose. Person for that, okay? But our zodiac people, our astrology people, they can let you know how important it is to have that relationship, to know who we are, to know how we interact with each other. And that kind of lets us know, you know, how to not get frustrated with each other, okay? So if I'm around my water person and they're trying to give me boundaries, I have to understand that's kind of the nature of this being. And I have my, and I'm going to go through the zodiac. I have my Scorpios. I have a lot of Scorpios in my life. And I swear they're always trying to, oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, you can't, you got to do this. And I'd be like, if you don't leave me alone. But they're doing their job. They are providing me a boundary. And so I know if I don't want to fizzle out too much, if I don't want to turn into that steam, if I don't want to have my, take the risk of having my fire poured on, I have to respect that boundary in that space. And so we have a good relationship because I understand that. And I'm not trying to constantly get them, oh, come on, let's hurry up, let's fizzle it. Mm-mm-mm. That's not that nature. So I love these conversations because I get to call on my experts, my gurus, those that know. I get to also see how other fire signs are. You know, so the fire signs, number one, Aries. We're in Aries right now. Then we have Leo, Sagittarius, which is mine, okay? For earth signs, and these are my partners, okay? We have Taurus, we have Virgo, and then we have Capricorn. And those three signs play very heavy support lines with me, okay? Whenever I've looked at someone and be like, man, I really rely on this person, they always show up, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, always. Air, those are my Geminis, my Libra, my Aquarius. For me, these are the people that are constantly making me think, constantly. I mean, the challenges that they present, they're constantly trying to challenge me with new things. And then water. My Cancers, my Scorpio, my Pisces. These are always trying to create boundaries for me. And I know, whenever I hear Cancer season, I'm like, yes, yes, I get it. Boundaries. Boundaries, restrictions, but in a very healthy, positive way. Challenges, very healthy, very positive, because I understand them more. So we got fire, Aries, Leo, and Sag. Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Air, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. And then water is that Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And I'm telling you, realer words, truer words have never been spoken. I feel it every single time. And so this is just me learning how to operate. This is not, you know, this is how I have experienced things. But I would love to hear from others if they know other fire signs. If they do, how do you manage the fire signs? You know, how do you manage the fire within you if you are a fire sign yourself? So, you know, all of these things, it's worth having the conversation. It's worth sharing with people. I'm telling you, you're going to help somebody out when they begin to understand. So if you want to join the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. That's going to let us know, hey, I'd like to share my fire story with you, or I know a fire sign, or I know a couple of them. Usually if you have a sign popping up in your life and you're like, man, every person I meet is a Scorpio. Every person I meet is a Sagittarius. That's because you got something to learn, and that's going to help you. You know, God's giving you lots of opportunity to learn the lesson that they have to teach you. You know, I almost want to be like, okay, what lesson are you intentionally avoiding by not, you know, by continuing to surround yourself by this lesson, you know? So I would love to hear from you. All you have to do is press 1, and that's going to let me know here on the switchboard. It moves all the numbers around, and I get to see who you are and that you'd like to speak, okay? Also, we're going to be just talking about fire. Spiritually speaking, fire is that purifier, okay? Fire is what we, you know, use to cleanse, to clear away, to remove out of our life. Once that time has come and say, hey, I'm ready, I need it to go. Even if you're not ready, I need it to go. That fire is that element that's used to purify. And that can be done a couple of different ways. I know some traditions will write things on, you know, paper or parchment paper and will put in the ashtray and burn it. I know others will, you know, there's something called Florida water. And I know the word says Florida water, but it is highly flammable. And so, you know, make sure that everybody understands Florida water, highly flammable, family, don't play around with it. But, you know, that's another way of, that's almost like liquid fire, to tell you the truth. Just like the hand sanitizer, the alcohol content in it makes it flammable, okay? At the beginning of the show, I have said that fire was dangerous, and it is. Fire consumes. And what you have to understand about things that consume is that once it is consumed, it is no more, you know. And so fire is constantly looking for that thing to consume. What is it going to eat? What is it going to lay on? What is it going to, how is it going to stay alive? You know, just like we need to eat and drink in order to stay alive, fire is very living. You know, if you've ever watched a show or even just watched a candle, you'll see all the different colors in the candle. You know, that tells you about the different heats, the different intensities of the fire. Fire is very hypnotizing as well. I had a friend, he was a firefighter, and he told me, you know, many stories about fire hypnotizing people, where they have trained professionals, firefighters, that will, you know, they'll see the fire and it will hypnotize them to where they can't move, and they're literally just stuck looking at it, like a deer in headlights. So, you know, they talk about fire dancing on the ceiling. And, of course, this is dangerous, family. Don't play around with this. Fire, it's like it has an energy to it. It has its own energy sequence, series. It's its own energy. I remember there was a time in my life where I had to, even more than I am now, focus on my spirit. I had to focus on healing my spirit. And especially when I lay down, you know, when you are sleeping, your body is in a vulnerable position. You're half dressed. You are, you know, usually tired, so you're not as alert. You know, you're sleeping for many hours. You know, during the day, not many of us stay in one spot for 6 hours straight or 7 hours straight. When we're sleeping, that's what we do. And so being in that state of rest can be dangerous for our spirit because we are not on alert. You know, I say all the time, we're overworking our spiritual guides, our guardian angels. So what happens, what I was going through, what I had to do was say a prayer every night, a special prayer, and I had to light a tea light. You know, a tea light is a small candle. It only lasts, it's only supposed to last 3 or 4 hours. And I would light this candle. I would say my prayer, you know, beside my little glass of water. And I would sleep like a baby. It was the best sleep ever. So it was like the combination of this prayer, and I'm asking this small tea light, you know, to illuminate around me and to, you know, keep guard over me while I rest. And the second that candle went out, it's like my eyes, they popped open. I was like, oh. And I would look, and my candle would be out. I said, okay, that's fine. And I would light another candle, and I would go through that prayer process again, you know, asking to be watched over and guided and protected. And it was wonderful. And I've done it for about 6 years now, 6, 7 years straight. That's a lot of tea lights, okay, family? When I travel, when I'm, you know, when we do our retreats, we're in cabins, or if I'm traveling and we're at one of the many beautiful bed and breakfasts that we go to. When we're up and traveling, I'll still bring my little tea lights with me. And I always have those little lights there, you know, kind of watching over me as I rest, even in other places, so that I know that I'm protected. You know, does this little tea light provide protection? I can't say that. But what it does is it signals all those positive spirits that I'm about to take rest. It's asking a petition, right? And then what it does is the fire in this tea light connects to the fire that's within me. And we move forward and we have this connection. We have this moment. And then I'm able to be at rest, feeling the protection, feeling the connection, right? So I love, this is my element. I have always been a fire. You know, not just being a Sagittarius, my personality, my everything is 100% fire. And I love it. I love it. Am I fiery? You know, yeah, certain people would say yes. But, you know, more than the fiery, I enjoy the idea of helping others reach their purification. I help others getting energized and getting ready and spending that time in spirit. I help others, you know, light their passion. One thing about fire signs is that they are passionate. About what? About whatever they feel like being passionate about. They tend to be fiery by nature, which is great. A little impulsive. To me, the fire signs that I know tend to be larger than life a little bit. You know, I know some that are, like, amazingly dramatic. And they're bringing all this energy, and I'm like, yes, you know. So I absolutely love those fire signs. They help to get me revved up. And when we work together, now I've seen it where two big things can't occupy one space, you know. And so this is when you have that understanding, you're able to kind of move in and out of each other and to get the most from each other, you know. I look at, you know, when I look at relationships, I look at, like, the best relationship I know of when it comes to the elements, when it comes to working together, understanding each other, being patient with one another, is that relationship between water and earth. That relationship to me is so beautiful because earth is always here in that very supportive nature, right? And it's a beautiful thing. And that water, of course, is so important for refreshing, renewal, nurturing. But when I think about, you know, these elements and them working together, I think about the banks of the beach, you know, the beach, and where the sand is right there, and the water comes and dances on top of the sand, and then it goes back. And I'm like, wow, you know, how kind is the water to come on shore but not to destroy the balance that earth has right there? Because water has the power to wipe all of the shore out into the ocean, totally demolish the shore. But it's considerate when it comes on land as to how much earth it takes back with it. When I think about the earth and the strength it has to hold the water and not allow the water to destroy its hold, still allow it to come along the shore enough to give us nice, beautiful green grass, you know, to nurture our animals, our land. You know, we need water. So earth can't totally say no water. You know, we need the water to come on. So that give and take between ocean and land, that portal is so beautiful to me. I love, that's my favorite place to just sit. You know, we have spiritual locations everywhere. And I think we did a show on it, and we probably need to update a show. Spiritual locations. And the beach, the water is definitely one of those high spiritual locations, portals to where we see those elements working together. And that working together is what brings about the most. It brings about the benefits. So, okay, I want to make sure. Uh-oh, okay. So I have a caller that would like to speak. I'm trying to keep track of my switchboard here. I have a call that would like to speak that has pressed 1. Let me know that. That is absolutely wonderful. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Melissa. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Hi, Sister Melissa.
I'm trying to turn you up. I thought you were up higher, but I wanted to say fire is my, I'm a water sign, Scorpio, and not to brag on myself, but Scorpio is, I don't know all the signs well enough, you know, well enough to talk on them, but I do know that Scorpio is, I think, the only one who has the level of reaching, like there's different levels that each sign has. There's 3 that I know off the top of my head. It's the lowest level is Scorpio. And when you start to elevate and master certain things, you go up to eagle. And to me, that represents air. And then when you really master life, death balance and things like that, we have the option to become a phoenix, which everybody knows is fire, a firebird that literally burns itself away and then comes back as this beautiful, cleansed, powerful, spiritual type being. Like, and I just think that's so amazing. So my goal is to reach phoenix. Like, that's my goal.
Amen.
But fire, I am highly attracted to. I have, four or five fire references in my own birth chart. Like, Sagittarius is my rising. I think my Mercury is in Sagittarius. Like, there's a bunch of elements in my own birth chart that have a lot of Sagittarian elements into it. So I think that's kind of amazing too. And then personally, I am a fire survivor. Not many people know this, but one of my my first apartment in Massachusetts, literally I come home and it's ablaze. And so that was a definite type of devastating trauma experience to go through. And out of that, I am proud to say that I saved a lot of things that came out of that place. And I learned even more about how detrimental and awesome fire is. So like you said earlier, it's a purifier. Well, to me, it's a purifier. It's a cleanser. If you, there's all kinds of ways of like getting rid of things, but if you need to get rid of things, you can burn them away. You can freeze them away. There's all kinds of ways of doing things, but fire is the main one that I go to. I love, right now I'm into scents. So I love burning incense, and there you have the air in with the fire. So you burn it and then let the smoke go all in the air and let it infiltrate areas you can't even reach. You know, like, it'll find crevices, it'll find cracks, it'll get seep into pores and just get in there. And you can't do that without fire because you have to have that combustion. I see fire and earth working very well together because stones help contain fire. Fire warms stones so you can cook and heat and get warmth from it. Dirt can put out fire. There are trees that cannot procreate without fire. I believe the redwood forest is one of the kind of trees that when fire happens, it'll actually, I think there's pods. And it'll actually crack the pod to allow the seed to become fertile in ashes. And that's the other thing. Ashes are like, let's go back to the basics of life. And you have, there's nutrients in ashes. So a lot of plants can rise again from ashes. There are crops that are burnt ritually just so that the next year they can harvest even more. So I just find fire to be exciting. I was raised by a fire sign. I tend to be drawn to fires. If it's not Leo, it's Aries. It's and I mean, frustrating, challenging. There's a lot of back and forth that can happen, but when the elements work well together, they create so many different things. I mean, I really want you to think about this. If you get rock and get it hard enough, it becomes glass.
That's right.
A lot of people don't realize that glass is melted sand, melted stone. You have the deep, deep down in the earth, the core of the earth, you have lava, molten rock. And when the pressure gets hot enough, it'll push and spew out into the air. Matter of fact, I think Europe just had a volcano eruption within 24 hours. Like, I think it literally just happened. So that's new earth forming, because once that cools, it then becomes earth. And water can help shape it. So there you have, like, all four elements working together. And then that other element, that invisible element, spirit, is in fire. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you look at fire, you can see spirit. Like, you can just see it moving and dancing.
I love
you. I love fire. I am not afraid of fire. I really feel like fire folks are very confident, very, like you said, passionate, very confident. They know their worth. I mean, I know everybody goes through depression and things of that nature, but typically they know their worth. So they're going to stand their ground. And the other thing, because my sister is an Aries, and I had to tell her a couple of times that she needs to remember to look backwards sometimes. You know, as a water sign, we fall. It, you know, we start off in the clouds, condense, come down as rain, sink into the earth. The sun comes up, pulls us back up, and then we have that whole cycle of going up and down, up and down, up and down. But fire burns up. Fire does not burn down. So fire has the tendency of not remembering things from their past and not looking back to figure out how far they've come.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like earth and water help fire see that. Is going to help lift fire and, you know, spread it and give it a place to be and to be what it is. And again, like you said, if air decides to take itself away or it doesn't have the right element, it can fire out.
That's right.
However,
that's right.
When it comes to trying to contain and to hold and to keep it in a friendly manner, a useful manner, a purposeful manner outside of destruction or total 100% cleansing, you need to have earth and water near it.
Yeah.
And if air gets trapped, it won't be able to feed fire the way it needs to feed fire. So those are the things that I just feel like when I see and hear fire. And, of course, I do like fried chicken, burnt french fries, burnt chicken. So as far as I'm concerned, a little fire adds a lot of seasoning.
Fire is a seasoning, yes. Smoked woodhouse, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. So you're absolutely correct. Fire is also a seasoning. And so, yeah, that is wonderful. Dear Sister Melissa, thank you so much for joining in and sharing those experiences. You know, I just had to go and look. I have fire in 3 of my houses. So it's like that fire is undeniable. And where I don't have the fire, I have the earth. And so I'm sitting here like, okay, I get it. I see why my fire likes earth, because it's so used to being in the chart. It's already accepted it. You know, it's already been met. So absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your wealth of information. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, that is our water sign wannabe fire sign, because, you know, understanding those relationships helps you to understand who you are and why you are. You know, they help us to remain balanced. And see, that's something that I think all fire signs will have to work on. If they don't work on it, they end up getting themselves in trouble. When there's too much fire, okay? We know what happens when there's too much fire. It gets out of control. And one thing about fire, that once it's out of control, you can give that up, you know? So fire out of control that's when we get into our dangerous parts. That's when we have problems with burnout. So last week's show was on balance. This week we're talking about fire and having to bring up when there's too much fire. So, you know, I always say make it personal, you know, take it personal. So signs out there, including myself, are you balanced in your fire? Are you relying on your water friends, on your water people to keep a balance with you? Are you allowing earth to support you, or are you you know, trying to be more flighty, you know. And so the question comes up, when there's too much fire, burn out, capital B, all right? This is when you start taking careless risks, you know, when you have fire to spare, when you're not paying attention. Fire, it takes, you know, some rooms, it takes minutes, not hours, minutes, 5, 10 minutes to engulf a room with fire. It doesn't take much. So, you know, what happens when there's too much? When you're not paying attention to yourself, okay? When you push forward, Sister Melissa said, you know, fire, you're always looking forward. You're always pulling up. You're always, okay, guess what? As she was saying that, Spirit was like, and do you ever look back and see the destruction that you've done? I can tell you, many of my Sagittarians, and I speak for Sagittarians, no, they don't really do that. You know, there's chaos and confusion, and they're steadily going full speed ahead. And you're like, do you see the weight that you're leaving? Do you understand the challenges that you're leaving behind for other people to sort out? You know, what are you leaving in that ash, okay? So, yeah, when there is too much fire, we have those challenges. Another thing, do you have 1,001 projects going on at one time? Yes, all in the business. But, yeah, I definitely have 1,000 projects going on, working every weekend, here, there, and everywhere, because I like to feel that fire. I like to feel it burn, feel it rage. Okay, but is it healthy? You know, burnout is not fun, because it's the problem with burnout, because all my fire signs are like, and I work hard, and you work hard, there's no balance. When there's no balance, then you take the risk of dropping an important project. You know, I'm sure there's been times, people, places, and spaces where we're like, if I had been thinking, I would not have let that go. If I had been paying attention, I would have made a different decision. But it's like one thing about that hamster wheel, you can get it kicked up so hard that you'll have a hard time keeping up with it, right? And you'll just be kind of skipping along, trying not to fall, but not really getting the good, intentional foot placements that you need, right? So we don't want our hamster wheel to run away with us, because what ends up happening? You fall. You end up falling. And then we're burnt out. And then we drop all the projects. And then we get mad. Ugh, that hot, passionate mad. And that we can't get this done. You know, why can't I grow more fingers and toes? What? So, yeah, there's too much fire. Then there's too little fire. But before we get into too little fire, I got a call I'd like to grab on the phone line just so we can say hello. They can share their experience with us. We love having callers on the line so that we can find out more information. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good right now. So awesome. I just wanted to speak on the line, speaking as a fire sign. I am an Aries, born on April 8th, so I'm my prime currently. And I just want to say one thing I've learned being a fire sign is definitely patience. I have to have with myself and also other fire signs in general.
Yes.
I have to understand to put away. And you can't keep going and going and going all the time. My best friends, yes. I have one Sagittarius as my best friend, one Gemini, and one Cancer.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of fuels me a little bit perfectly, I would say.
Yeah.
Because one fire sign is very distant, one is close, and then that Cancer is always there.
Okay. The Cancer's always there trying to keep everybody pulled together, right? And emotionally balanced, right?
Right.
I love it. I need my cancer, okay? I got one in my pocket, okay? And I need her to keep everything balanced, because if it's up to me, oh, we're going to blaze this thing up. We're going to pull it ahead. Yeah. This is why I need my earth people to say, hey, Mama Seven, why don't we try this another day, okay? We don't have to do everything on one day. You know, there's other days. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, even as a young person, you will realize that fire can be, it can be a little tricky to manage, because once it's going, it's gone.
Right. I just recently got done talking to my father, telling him, Dad, I need to work first, and then I can sleep later. Like, it's just been ridiculous, because I have projects going on, too, as far as business-wise, and I just want to make sure those are done so I can rest in the aftermath type of thing. I'll have time later to sleep or just chill or die down. But right now, while I feel like I'm, like, you know, this powered up, I want to be able to use this energy now because, you know, you never know. It comes back and forth.
Honey, I used to tell people, I'll sleep when I'm dead. That's what I used to tell people. And they're like, you're going to die if you don't cut it out, you know. And so as you get a little older, and it may take quite a few years, because I'm telling you, I was there. I enjoy feeling the burn. I enjoy working a little bit here and a little bit there. And I love it. You know, one of my favorite songs is the work, 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 work. I love it. I love it. Okay, I want all the works in there. But I know that that's short-lived. And so it's like, you know, how do we balance that out? You know, because going in that direction, you won't go for long. It's like a gas tank. You only got so much gas in the car. You can drive it fast or you can drive it slow, but the gas is still the gas. That's all you got in there, you know. So you'll learn to prioritize and all of that. So thank you, my dear fire sign. And I think I got two or three fire signs whose birthday is all coming up in the next 7 days. And I'm like, okay, go ahead and have a nice big fire party. I love it. Okay. So thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Have a great one.
Okay. You too. Peace.
Peace.
Uh-huh. Got my Aries popping up. So I was like, okay. I got another caller that would like to speak. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mom Seven. How are you?
Oh, this is my other fire sign. That's who this is. How you doing, honey?
I'm good.
Yes.
I'm very well. So
awesome.
I'm the birthday girl. It's coming up this week. Ooh. All right.
Yes.
So my experience as one of the veteran Aries in the family is that I had to learn boundaries, and I also had to learn patience. And those boundaries, some of them were forced, and some of them were required through service and, you know, work, doing my work. I mean, we're all required to do our work and to do the things that, you know, we swept underneath the carpet. And once you start working on those things, you start understanding what your triggers are and the things that cause you to have, you know, these fire sign flare-ups, as I like to, you know, say they are. People, places, things, you know, situations, environments, all of those things, you know, can trigger you to, you know, act in certain ways. And once you start recognizing what those triggers are, you are now responsible about your behavior and your actions in those situations. And so my immediate circle of friends and family are very diverse. There are water people around. There are earth people around. I have very few air people in my life, but I the way the universe has been working for me, it's like my next child will probably end up being an air sign, just even off the playing field.
Yes.
So, I mean, my son came in as a water sign. And when I say this child has made me think and react and do stuff totally different because he's a water sign and he's just as fluid as he wants to be. And he's just like, okay, so I'm just going to go over here. And so I've had to learn how to even to interact with him so that my flame is not putting out his spirit or vice versa. When he gets into one of those tizzy fits and he's just dousing water on me. So I had to learn how to even interact with my own child in an appropriate way.
So 100%
Everybody's showing up at my house now. So it's been an experience, and as you get older and you start recognizing the things that are in your life, you start seeing how these individuals have played a part in your life and how they've done their due diligence as far as their signs to do what they're supposed to in your life. You're supposed to be, you know, learning your boundaries from your earth person. You're supposed to be not going so far or breaking, you know. Sometimes there are signs that come into your life to break your concentration. Because as a fire sign, we get fixated on what our end desire is supposed to be, that we don't see any of the other things that are happening in the process. I just need to get there. I just need to get there. And so my child is one of those things that breaks my concentration when I get too focused on something. My partner breaks my concentration when they think I'm going too far left. Okay, look, you need to stop. You need to break. They're in your life for a reason. And like you said before, you have to learn the lessons that they're trying to teach you, because these signs are molding you and balancing you in places that are very rigid or in very coarse that you're not fine-tuning. So everything and everyone has a purpose and a place. You just have to understand, you know, where that balance is supposed to be and, you know, teeter on that seesaw until you break even.
That's right. That's right. You got that. And look, happy birthday to all my fire signs. Go ahead, Aries. Whoop, whoop. Thank you so much for sharing. Oh, my goodness. Our dear Nisi brought up some excellent points. Excellent points. Because the people around us, that are around us constantly, are the ones that are influencing and impacting us on a regular, especially our children, especially. I know my first child is that earth sign, and that's who he has been in my life from second one. I can go to him even now as he's cresting into manhood. I'm like, yeah, I can go. We have serious conversation. He's always there. We have this very real honesty between us. And I feel like I can rely on him. And he comes to me, he's like, okay, Mom, I know how you are. He knows I'm going to burn that thing up, and I'm going to give it the passion, the gusto. So even when he's like, I feel kind of iffy, I'm like, oh, no, we can't feel iffy here. And we push forward. So that's my partner. That baby, and he's not a baby, but that baby, he is at air sign. And when I say me and him go in battle mode, it's like steel sharpening steel with me and that youngest one, okay? Me and Talib go in on it. But it's a different energy. It's not that support. It's the sharpening of the steel. You know, so he'll come and I can feel him, you know, getting ready to say, okay, is this sharp? Is this ready? Is this on point? You know, do you need this to get more on point? And so it is that air. He is feeding me. He's like, get here, take this information, get bigger, go harder, you know. And or he is like, you know what, I got needs, everything needs to stop. And I'm like, dude, you don't get to stop things. But then he reminds me, I'm the air. I do get to stop things, okay? And so he does stop me and remind me, hey, I got to go to school in the morning, okay? You got all these road trips planned, Mom, and I need to get to my cat. And so, you know, we have all, you know, he is that constant that really helps to, like dear Sister Nisi said, help bring it in, makes it have to fit into this box because he still has needs. So, you know, that's a really, really interesting point. Who does God have around you? And I know already who I am listening to, where my ears bent to. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about, we spoke about when there's too much fire, we're on overload. And like my dear sister said, there's someone in her life that says, you're going too far. You're doing the most. You know, and her ear is bent on that. You know, and guess what the postman could say? And she'd be like, get out of here. You know, there are people that are placed in our life strategically so that as we have needs, we can go and pull on them and get this information. When there's too little fire, when the passion is low, it's hard to get excited about anything. You know, that passion, you know, that heart chakra, that, you know, when we're making things happen, if there's too little, it's hard to even see the point of life. This is when our joy factor gets low. I know when my joy factor is too low, when I've overdone it, when I've worked too hard, is when I don't want to listen to music. Music gives me life. You know, music for me, and I know I'm the only one, it's okay, but music for me, I have like a theme song going on in my head. You know, so music defines certain parts of who I am and where I am and what I'm doing. Without it, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, where's the music? And I remember there's a year or two where I didn't feel the desire. I can't sing, y'all. Trust me, I can't sing, but I enjoy singing. So there was a time period where I didn't have a song to sing. I didn't have music playing. It just didn't bring the joy. And I knew when, you know, and it's so funny because my dear sister Unique said to me this weekend, she's like, I've seen you happy before, you know. And I knew exactly what she meant. You know, I've seen what joy looks like when your fire is burning strong and high. And I know what your energy feels like. I know this. I've seen you happy before, you know. And so that's when that fire is burning. When there's not enough fire, you know, when it's just, it's only the embers. Now, the embers are still burning. You're still alive, still kicking. But the passion, the spice is not there. Those are the things that make this worthwhile. So that's a very real thing. I got one more caller that I got to get. We've had so much fun talking about fire this evening and how it interacts with us, how we interact with others. It's been a great conversation. So I want to keep it going. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mother Seven. How are you doing?
Oh, I am good. How are you doing, my dear? Haven't heard from you in a second.
Yeah, I was listening to the last lady, and I'm an earth sign because I'm a Capricorn,
uh-huh.
And I have an Aries, and what is Corey? I think Corey's a Libra. He's the end of September.
Okay, so yeah.
Corey's my stabilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah makes me want to pull my hair out.
Yes.
He's constantly on the go. Constantly have ideas running through his head. One minute mm-hmm. is art, one minute is music, one minute is
yes.
designing things, and, oh, I want to, you know, get into this, I want to get into that, and I'm like, pick one, just pick one, you know?
He can't.
So, no, he can't. Yeah, so he, you know, it goes bumpity bumpity bump. But yeah, but like I said, it's been an interesting life.
Yes.
And I'm quite sure it will get more interesting as the little ones grow up. Because I got Sagittarius. I have two Sagittarius grand girls.
Oh, good luck.
And they're a couple of days apart from each other, yeah.
Wow.
And the others are in the summertime. But I'm like, okay, folks, let's take this one day at a time and keep it moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, my dear, and look, and that, of course, that tells me all the years working in Mother Eagle Ministries together, you know, me and you often work side by side when we work together, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? And so that explains it all, you know what I'm saying? I've been accustomed to having those earth signs right there, you know, and
mm-hmm.
they are, it's just a great relationship, has always been. So absolutely, thank you so much. And look, and keep me abreast of those Sagittarian girls, you know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say sorry.
One just turned 13, and she was asking her father, "Well, what if I get a boyfriend?" He said, "What? Who? No,
right,
we're not going there."
Yeah, that means she already has one. She's trying to get a feed for how he's going to react, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, pop, but that means she already got one. That means she already has one. Get your bail money ready. Get it ready. He's going to have a cow. So, yeah,
oh,
go ahead and get
goodness.
Your bail money ready for him, okay?
All right, honey. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Peace and blessings.
And I thank you all for all your information.
Amen. Yeah, that's one thing I love about A Wonderful Approach. I mean, there are a lot of things. But having that plethora of information coming through, you know, being able to look two and three generations ahead and be like, oh, there's that fire sign. There it is. You know, that's helpful. That is helpful. Trust understanding that I'm not the only one that's trying to wrap their hands around these air signs. That's helpful to me, okay? And so I love it. I love it because we're constantly learning and growing with each other, okay? One thing I want to talk about when it comes to the fire, as we're winding down the show, I cannot believe this. And I keep saying, you know, I keep wondering, okay, is it an hour and a half enough? It is, but then it's not because I always leave. The second that we say goodnight, I'm always like, wow, I wanted to bring up this, I wanted to bring up that. But, you know, I stay within the confines. But, you know, one thing I wanted to say about fire is that, and one thing I like about my own personal fire is that for me to encourage someone, to ignite them, to share my positive energy with someone else costs me nothing. I don't have to burn harder to do it. I don't have to, you know, to use my candle to light someone else's cost my candle nothing. No extra wax. So I try to say that and share with people, you know, use your passion for good. Use your passion so that other people can have access to all that you are working on. Share your energy, your positive energy. You know, another thing about my dear fire sign, you know, all my little feisty people out here, one thing you have to be aware of is, you know, it may seem like the party don't start till you walked in. Well, for some people, that's true, you know. And on one hand, it's wonderful to feel wanted and everybody wants to warm themselves with your fire. I get it. But you also have to be worried about moths, okay? You have to be worried about those things that are attracted to fire to use it for their own will and manipulation. You know, I think every sign has their uh-oh points, you know, the things that they have to be cautious of. And I think for fire signs, more, you know, more than others, is that getting taken advantage of or just being around people that have these other agendas. That's something that you have to be careful for. People use fire, you know, whether it's for one thing or another. You know, fire does not, it's not constantly existing anywhere, always being sparked or ignited. And so there are people that would love to use your spark for their personal reasons. And so, you know, we have to be cautious about who we are allowing to align themselves up with our fire, okay? Because no matter what, we're responsible for our fire, okay? You know, I love, well, that's just how I am. You know, I'm blunt. That's how I am. You and your bluntness better take some lessons on people skills. You know, just because that is the nature of the element does not alleviate your human expectations in creating a positive environment for all. Okay? So we don't get to just say, deal with it. It's truly up to us to manage that fire. You know, I always say I want to be a warming fire, gentle and playful. That's what I'd like to be, okay? That means I want to be a cute little campfire. You know, I remember at Virginia State, my first bonfire, my goodness, it was amazing. There was a bunch of college students dancing around a huge pile of burning something. I didn't know what it was. And I was, that's the first time I've ever seen a fire that big before. I didn't see no fire trucks out there. I didn't see no teachers. It was just fire and kids dancing around it. And I was like, this must be heaven, you know, or the other place. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know to move closer. It was shocking, and it held me. I remember just sitting there looking at it for about 20 minutes, and someone, you know, came over and be like, we're dancing. You got to move around. And I'm like, oh. And so, but I remember seeing this huge fire. It had to be all of 10 feet high, about 4 or 5 feet across. It was huge. So, you know, we have to be careful about what we're doing with our fire, okay? You can't just allow any and everybody to come and to use it in a negative fashion. We have to know that fire has the potential to harm, and we're still responsible. So let's take that responsibility very seriously as we're moving forward, okay? You know, our fire is the treasure. It is, it's truly a treasure. Our earth, the earth is sitting on a ball of fire, okay? Our core is heated. It is fire. So this is where all the volcanoes are getting their fire from. So it's a very intricate part of who we are. At the same time, with proper boundaries, it can be appreciated and used in a positive manner, like my prayer tea lights every night. Like right now in my shrine room where I have at least 6-7 candles going. So we can use fire. Fire can be appreciated and managed and enjoyed, you know, but we have to make sure that we're doing our part to be responsible, compassionate, smart. I want to say common sense, but sometimes it's not that common. So we have to be smart and educated around fire. We have to make sure we're not imposing our own energies onto fire. And when we're using fire for our spiritual reasons, be aware that this is a being within itself, and we have to make sure that we're being respectful of that in that moment, okay? Whew! It has been an awesome program. I'm so glad I've had so many callers call in, share their fiery selves with me. I love it. And, you know, it was a great, fun show, especially for me. I've been sitting here watching one of my shrine candles just dance, you know, flickering. There's no wind in that room. You know, I'm like really fire. But, you know, it's been just dancing and allowing itself to be moved and enjoying the energy of the elements. It's been wonderful. So I want to thank everyone that tuned in, had a great show. At the end of the program, of every program, there is an ending prayer. Why? The reason why is because anything that you put God in, you make better. This is 100% a divinely spirit-led program. This is what we're here for. We're here to do God's work in order to make sure that the words are received kindly, in order to make sure that the energy that we're trying to put out forward is sacred, divine, well, sweet. We always put this prayer in place so that others can be reminded of what we're trying to do. You know, this is an opportunity for those spiritual leaders to lead and to share their information and to sign off in the best way possible, and that's signing off with God, okay? Every Wednesday we do this program. I hope that you don't wait until next Wednesday to hear the prayer, though. Take a moment and do a little research yourself. You know, we are holding in our hands little tiny computers, and they give us so much information. Allow them to give you some information on your prayers. A Wonderful Approach, we have a book, a little handy notebook of prayers. It's not a big book. It's not breaking down the science of blah, blah, blah. No, it's just a list of a couple of my favorite prayers, prayers that have gotten me through some hard times, prayers that I've gone to in the middle of celebration, you know. So there is a small book of prayers that you can get. So don't allow this prayer that I am about to offer to be the last prayer that you hear for this week. You know, even if it's been a while since you made your own personal prayers, sometimes that happens. Sometimes we just move away from those things that are important. Life gets us caught up, family gets us caught up, or we get our own selves caught up, whatever. It's never too late to try to reconnect with God. It's never too late to spend this time in gratitude for the things that are going on positive in your life. It's never too late to go to God to ask for some assistance in getting out of some of these things we have going on in our life. I love the fact that God always makes himself available to us. Always, always, always. So if you are one of those people that have fallen off the wagon, and it happens, oh, Lord, it happens. It happens quickly. I'm going to invite you, take a minute, hear this prayer. Allow it to, you know, pull out a prayer of your own. Look into one of your, you know, the prayers that we learned from our grandmother and our grandfather, you know, the prayers that we're accustomed to hearing. Honestly, songs can be prayer. So as you're going through your day and, you know, you feel like singing your song or, you know, a gospel song that's like running through your mind, that could be your spirit's way of trying to make prayer and express itself, okay? So no matter what, it's worth taking a minute to have that reconnection with God, okay? So if we sparked it here tonight, I say amen. May God's will be done, and off you go. You know what I'm saying? Off you go to learn more, to have a fuller life. Trust me, when you have God in your life, it's hard to be depressed. You'd be surprised. It's hard to feel down. It's hard to feel worried. It's hard to go through those negative things in life because once you understand how important you are to God, once you understand how God holds you close and in high regard, how he takes the time to ensure that you are well, you know, how he puts positive people in your path so that you can have this positive experience, all of that, oh, it's hard to feel down on yourself when you got all that positivity going on. It really is. So this is what we do every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Eastern. We get together and we share love with one another, and we build with each other. So I just want to thank everyone that took the time. I'm going to move into the prayer. Oh, Father, Mother God, we come to you humbly, always humbly, so that we can move forward in your wishes. We ask that you order our steps, God, that you teach us and show us exactly what it is that you need us to know. God, we ask that you make an example clear for us so that we can know in the positive light that you wish us to be. God, we know that we can be haughty. God, we know we can be prideful. God, we know there's times we don't want to ask for help. Those are the times where we need the most help, God. Please help us to know when is when, to be able to call upon you for help when we need it, for us to be able to open our eyes and open our ears for the lessons that you have for us. God, I ask for those that are out of the habit of prayer, that they be able to come to you openly, begin to start that relationship over again. God, for those that have lost their way, please allow the beacon of a wonderful approach to shine in places that we haven't shined before. Allow us to reach out to more and more people so that they can begin to have those personal relationships with you, God. The goal is to get closer to you, to know you more. And I hope and pray that everyone within the sound of my voice on the radio today and those that will listen later, that they will begin to take those steps to have that relationship, to have a spiritual heart, God, so that they can know how to interpret the signs that you have for us that lay out for men and women of understanding. God, I ask that all of our positive endeavors, the things we do with good hearts, good intentions, for good reasons, all of our positive endeavors be picked up, that you allow them to go forward. We know that all good things, all blessings from God, from which all blessings flow. We are thankful for the blessings that you have for us. We are thankful for the blessings that come through us. We are thankful for all of the places and spaces that will get the opportunity to have a second, third, fourth chance with you, God, because I know as soon as they come to you, then we are taken care of. We are complete. We are made whole. We can become happy. We can allow that energy that doesn't mean as well to pass, and we can begin to be full people again. God, I ask these things in your name. I ask that your will be done. I ask that our hearts be open. I ask that our minds be open. I ask that we be able to put into ourselves and have it radiate your love, your intention, your will. I ask these things in your name. In the name of God, amen.